committed to strengthening legal immigration.
Some have accused DHS of not enforcing our nation's laws. This could not be further from the truth. The majority of all migrants encountered at the Southwest border throughout this administration have been removed, returned, or expelled, a majority of them. We are doing everything we can within a broken system to incentivize non-citizens to use lawful pathways, to impose consequences on those who do not, and to reduce irregular migration.
Mexican soldiers supervise migration route as illegals rush U.S. border.
One of the huge caravans that crossed to Eagle Pass in the last days of December, the migrants showed us the GPS they obtained when leaving a shelter to find a distant location on the Rio Grande.
Our own military. I mean, you see it all over the internet. Oh, look at it. Put the military on the border. I'm going to explain it again. We've been there. We've shot the video. It's all over the news. The U.S. military is down there facilitating and running the open border and cutting down barbed wire that the Texas Guard put up and the state police put up.
Does the Biden White House have any intention to tackle this crisis in any meaningful way in the lead up to the 2024 election?
No, on the contrary, they are suing Ken Paxton, Greg Abbott, and the state of Texas for Texas's attempts to put some buoys in the Rio Grande, trying to secure Texas's territorial sovereignty against the Mexican drug cartels and, frankly, Hezbollah and some radical Islamic groups that control large swaths, operationally speaking, of the U.S.-Mexico border. So they're actually, not only are they not trying to mitigate the damage, they're actually throwing fuel right into the fire, trying to make it worse.
So let's just get that straight. Oh, there's liberal groups down there running things. Yeah, you think so? NGOs, non-governmental organizations.
A group from Venezuela showed up on the doorstep here at the Red Cross recently. No one knew they were coming, and they claimed they were given the address here by agents with the Border Patrol.
Immigrant aid agencies were contacted and helped them find a place to live.
We talked to these asylum seekers who just got off the train. Everyone had heard that the United States is giving them a direct pass to cross the border.
What happens now, if you're talking about all these different people that have penetrated, all these different intelligence operatives, sleeper cells that have penetrated our southern border, what are the kind of extortion points, the pressure points that are used from within?
We all know why the Democrats hang their hat on ignoring the word illegal, because they have no qualms about doing whatever it takes to further their growing socialist cause, even if those actions are illegal. And just how many illegal aliens are in the United States. Pew Research would have us believe 11.5 million, while a new Ivy League study doubles that number, according to Breitbart. The population of illegal immigrants is roughly 22 million, or twice the establishment estimate of 11 million, say three professors from Yale University and the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. But you have to account for the illegal aliens that remain in the shadows after decades of unchecked border crossings. And if you allow something illegal to go on long enough, the reason for the established laws becomes more apparent. The Washington Examiner reported nearly half of the residents in the nation's five biggest cities do not speak English at home, choosing instead their native language. According to the latest Census Bureau data that details the impact of a decade of soft immigration policies, overall, a record 67 million do not speak English at home. That has nearly doubled in 27 years.
But I'm talking about the top people in the country who were willing to talk about immigration. The issue is just sitting there on the ground waiting for somebody to pick it up.
Unfortunately, most of the black political leaders that have a platform are actually politicians. Now, I'm from a nonprofit. You know, we don't endorse anyone. But I think that, you know, they go along with whatever the prevailing issue that will keep them in their positions. But there are people who want to speak up. I have many of them. We just have to have people who are brave enough to be able to allow their voices to be heard.
John Bound reporting for InfoWars.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about.
Why do we sit there and act like these people are so important? And still the old politicians especially the Republicans, they still put stock in what the media says, the corporate media. You want to be attacked by CNN. You want to be attacked by ABC News. It just shows that they've done everything they can to destroy me and demonize me and say I'm all these horrible things that I'm not. And it hasn't worked. Yeah, I lied about WMDs in Iraq and tripled the sanctions and starved 2.5 million people to death, 1 million kids. Yeah, I opened the borders up. I shipped the fentanyl in. I run the giant rape gangs. I'm starting World War III with Russia. I'm cutting children's penises off. Oh, no, that's openly, publicly, the government and the system. No, I'm not doing any of that. And I sure as hell ain't perfect. At the end of the day, I love God and I love justice. And just because you guys twist a bunch of crap and make a bunch of stuff about Elon Musk or Donald Trump or Alex Jones, the dog ain't hunting.
It's Tuesday, August 20th, in the year of our Lord, 2024. And you're listening to The American Journal with your host, Chase Geyser. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back to The American Journal, ladies and gentlemen. I am Chase Geyser, your host this morning. Harrison Smith will be hosting the War Room this afternoon at 3 p.m. Central. And of course, the great, the one, the only Alex Jones will be hosting the Alex Jones Show at 11 a.m. Now, I'm not sure if we're going to be continuing our coverage this week of the DNC because it was like watching butter melt last night or paint dry last night. But I would suspect that we are. Alex Jones last night called for a poll to be posted to the front page of Infowars.com. I'm not sure if it's been done or if it's actually going to happen. Asking the audience whether or not we should have live coverage of the DNC convention throughout the rest of the week. He was so shocked. I was sitting right next to him at just how brazenly boring it truly was that he almost called off the entire week of coverage because he just thought it sucked so bad. But I think that if the vote does go off on Infowars.com, or if you go to @RealAlexJones right now on X and reply to Alex Jones and say that you want us to cover it, I think if we have enough audience support, it will happen. I know the crew is happy to be here. Alex couldn't believe it. We had a vote last night on air where the crew voted whether or not to even go home about an hour or so before Joe Biden took the stage, if he's possible of taking anything other than everything from Americans themselves. And the vast majority of the crew, other than Alex and one crew member, voted that we should stay in the studio and cover this. So I think everybody wants to be here except for Alex. It just makes him sick to see the audacity of the boringness. And I wonder if boring is part of the strategy. One of the things that Alex said in the last couple of weeks that I thought was really interesting was that these communists, these Maoists in power, whether it's Kamala Harris, Tim Walz, or the other leftist Marxist from the critical theory backgrounds of their Ivy League educations, actually believe that communism is an effective form of government, form of economic policy. And this was the debate throughout the course of the 20th century, namely during the Cold War. From 1950 on, it was a major debate among economists, academics, political leaders, whether or not communism was actually a more just, more efficient, and more effective form of government and economic control. And after the collapse of the Soviet Union, it became abundantly clear that communism and central control of entire economies are completely inefficient, ineffective, result in the death of millions of people through starvation, shortages, and the poverty of all in the name of equity. And so we've seen the leftists pivot away from making economic arguments in favor of communism toward making environmental arguments in favor of communism. If they can't win on the economy front, then maybe they can win on the communism is the only way to save the planet front. After all, what's the point of having a prosperous capitalism if there is no planet for us to inhabit? Now they're shifting into this bizarre territory of advocating for depopulation itself, which makes the climate argument kind of moot, right? What's the point of having a very healthy, robust planet if all people on it are eradicated by tyrannical governments? But Jones made an amazing point, and I can't believe that it occurred to me for the first time. Jones says some of these things sometimes that they're so obvious, but the way that he frames them, they hit you for the first time. They understand that communism is the tool or the method by which this destruction that they want can happen. They understand that communism causes total economic collapse and suffering and starvation. The economic collapse, suffering, and starvation are the goal. Because when the people in mass are suffering,
And they've been so brainwashed and psyoped into believing that the culprits of that suffering, those responsible for that suffering, are not the political class themselves, but perhaps their neighbor who's a landowner, or their neighbor who's a white male, or their neighbor who's Christian or heterosexual or a patriot or a white supremacist, as they would call it. Then they can leverage that suffering. The political class can leverage that suffering for political power, exploit the wrong enemy the same way the fascists did in Germany in the 1920s and 30s. And seize total control to wage war and exploit and globalize and conglomerate power. And so taking that fact into consideration, taking this notion, this claim, this hypothesis into consideration, that the aim of these communists is not to enact an ideal utopian communist society, but to wield communism as a weapon by which they can destroy humanity and subjugate those who survive, then you wonder if what we witnessed last night at the Democrat National Convention, the DNCCP, as I like to call it, what we witnessed last night may have been intentional boring, intentional boredom. Rather than creating an entertaining, exciting, and robust DNC where the speeches are riveting and the ideas are provocative and compelling, maybe the whole point was to make it as boring as possible. Maybe the reason the DNC scheduled Joe Biden to speak close to midnight was because they didn't want anybody to see what he had to say because the man can hardly put a sentence together. Alex Jones joked that Ashley Biden was going to walk out on stage in a shower cap and introduce Joe Biden. It was absolutely hysterical and offensive in all the best ways. But it's true. She comes out mangled, looking like she hasn't eaten in weeks, pumped up on Ozempic while her dad is pumped up on Adderall and other drugs, as we know from reports from Tucker Carlson and other journalists and other insiders who have leaked this information. They are just pumping this man full of amphetamines. And he goes up there with his vacant eyes and his open mouth, and he breathes out these pre-scripted words that we've heard him utter time and time again over the course of the last 3 years, as if everything is going so swimmingly well while the entire civilization around us collapses, whether it's veterans, elderly people, minority communities, the economy itself, small businesses, people trying to buy homes, any generation, whether it's Z, X, Y, millennials, millennials, whatever, everyone is suffering under this Maoist leadership. Kamala Harris has hijacked and, through the act of a coup sponsored by Nancy Pelosi, taken over the entire convention and nominated herself the presidential candidate for the United States presidential office without a single vote from any voter. And they just sit there drooling, praising, in the cult of personality that they have adopted as their religion, worshiping this woman who has never been voted for, who had less than 1% of the popularity in the polls. It is the major, biggest gaslighting event that I've ever seen in the history of gaslighting events. I mean, this is like North Korea-level gaslighting, where Kim Jong-un can go out there as a morbidly obese man and face a starving nation who praises him for being able to eat as much as he can when they're literally eating grasshoppers. I mean, we've had interviews, we've seen podcast episodes, we've heard reports from famous refugees from North Korea who have escaped through China, sold themselves in sex work in order to get out of the poverties of communism, and then found their way to the United States of America, somehow accomplished citizenship, and sworn that they will vote for President Trump because they have experienced the suffering of communism in its truest form, in its full, purest form, manifest in North Korea. A form where everyone worships the leader who is the only one who's allowed to eat, while you have to deal with the scent, the stench of rotting bodies in your community in the summer heat, where you have to eat grasshoppers. Or in Ukraine, perhaps, where in the 1930s, 40s, and 50s, the communists would come through, and if you weren't malnourished, if you didn't show clear signs of starvation, they would just assume that you were stealing food from the state and eradicate you and your entire family in front of you before they took your life. This is the level of depravity and evil that these leftists want. And they understand that if people wake up to it, that they won't allow it to happen, which is why they're trying to shut down InfoWars and why they want all their conventions to be boring as hell, because they want you to be asleep through it. Alex Stone, Roger Stone's nephew, was in the X Spaces with us last night. He spoke. He said he's 22. I think he's 22 years old. Maybe he's 20 years old. He said that he had fallen asleep twice during the DNC, and the only thing that was keeping him awake was Alex Jones's coverage. We had to pepper our broadcast last night with scenes from Team America and Transformers movies in order to make it even tolerable for us to stay in the chair. That's how boring it was. It was like watching Schindler's List with Japanese overdubs and no subtitles. That's how boring it was. It was perhaps the worst display of false, phony excitement that I've ever seen in my entire life. They admitted that they've paid thousands of people to even be in that stadium. They were trying to cut away at the end of the night from people leaving the stadium. Even the people who were paid to be there were so bored that they were trying to find any excuse to cut out early. They gave everybody these flags that go up 6-8 feet in the air that have banners on them, so that when the seats become empty, it acts as cover for the empty chairs, and the auditorium, the stadium, whatever it is, appears to be full even when it's not. They could not keep anyone in the chair. I am so surprised that Joe Biden was awake, given that he can't even stay up past 8 p.m. He said he promised the Democratic Party, the people, the constituents, the other governors in the party, that he would be going to bed at 8 p.m. And he broke yet another promise last night by coming out on stage 10:30, 11 o'clock and speaking after being introduced by his raped daughter and celebrated by his molested niece, speaking to the American people about how wonderful his accomplishments were, and swearing, pledging to be the best volunteer that the Kamala Harris campaign ever had, as Tim Walz clutches his heart. Oh, I'm so touched. Maoism brings joy. Kamala brings joy. Oh, I feel it in my heart. My net worth's only $300,000, even though I've given $2 million to Al-Qaeda and charity. Oh, it was just total bull crap. Come on. Please. I mean, it was reminiscent of Saturday Detention. I felt like watching this broadcast, despite the fact that Alex was hilarious sitting next to me. He was like the bad kid sitting next to you in detention that's making you laugh. And you know that if you get caught laughing, you're going to get another Saturday Detention. So you're like trying not to laugh. That's what it was like last night. It was boring, brutal. We're doing polls as to whether or not we should even stay. And Alex Jones is the only thing that keeping me drawing breath. And it was just lie after lie after lie. I mean, you remember the famous clip of Jill Biden coming out the next day on June 28th and rallying around with Joe Biden, pretending that he had won the debate, saying that Joe Biden actually spoke the truth, actually had policy that he brought forward on in this debate. And what did Donald Trump do? He lied. The famous clip. Seen it a million times. He lied. But all we saw last night was lie after lie after lie, or misunderstanding after misunderstanding after misunderstanding. I mean, you could tell that half the people there, whether it was audience or speakers, have actually fallen for the lies. They are victims of the gaslighting, victims of the cult. And then the other half are the leadership class within the cult, the perpetrators of the lie, the perpetrators of the cult. And so really all there is to decide about this DNC is who's who. Which of these speakers is a perpetrator of the cult, and which of these speakers is a victim of the cult? Which of these people are just totally stupid, and which of these people are just maniacal and manipulative? And maybe all of them are all of those things all of the time. Maybe the level of debauchery has gotten to such an extent that they're all corrupt and stupid at the same time, but they are not to be underestimated. I mean, the audacity of these people to go up there and speak for like 5 hours straight, while tens of thousands of people are breaking barricades outside in the name of Palestine for God knows whatever reason, because they care about children and innocent people. Please, do you think any of these leftists care about children or innocent people? They use this, they weaponize this sentiment, this empathy, this passion, and exploit it for the sake of a political gain. But they go up there and they act like everything's so great and everything's so fine, and they've got such universal, unilateral support in their shielded ball of bull. Well, literally tens of thousands of people outside are calling for intifada and from the river to the sea and stop funding Israel. And don't get me wrong, I don't want us to fund Israel either. I think that all foreign aid is treason. I'm an America first guy, 100%, whether it's to Israel, whether it's to Palestine, Taiwan, Ukraine, Russia, China, whatever. To hell with all of them as far as I'm concerned. I do not care. As long as a single American is suffering, I don't want a single U.S. dollar going anywhere but to America. It's very simple. But the fact that they're in this shielded bubble, literally they're in a giant bubble, while the outside world is screaming in and attacking in at them, and they're acting like everything is fine, was something akin to Hunger Games to me. When they enter the city and all the wealthy class pretend that the world is just this beautiful place of extravagance while everyone's groveling for bread on the outside. It was some communist crap that we saw last night, 100%. And I want to show you this clip of Dave Smith. This is clip number 29 in a minute here. where he talks about what the Trump campaign needs to be doing. And I have been disappointed in the Trump campaign. I'm not disappointed in Trump at all. I'm not disappointed in any of his policies. I think that Trump is outstanding and I totally support him 100%. But I have been disappointed in the level of aggressiveness or aggression that we've seen or really, frankly, not seen from this campaign. I want to see them fighting like sharks with a scent of blood. I want to see them ripping the enemy to shreds. I want to see Republicanism, conservatism, America first-ism everywhere. I want to hear from Trump everywhere. I want to hear from his campaign everywhere. I want calls from his campaign. I want people knocking on my door for his campaign. I want to hear broadcasts, podcasts, everything, everywhere, all the time, always from this campaign, from this America First movement. And I don't really see them anywhere. And I don't think they're taking seriously the threat, not just to America that the left is, but the threat to humanity itself that the left is, that Kamala Harris is, that Tim Walz, an avowed Maoist, is. Mao responsible for somewhere between 30 and 60 million deaths during the Great Leap Forward. I've just butchered that point. I've beaten a dead horse with that point on air. Do you realize how dangerous this philosophy is? It is more deadly than cancer. It is more deadly than abortion, which is the definition of death and murder. The philosophy behind the Kamala Walz campaign is a philosophy of satanic genocide, murder on a massive scale. And we don't even have the Trump campaign fighting for freedom of speech in a very heavy way, actually coming out and pointing out these lies in an effective way. I want to see them ramp up. And I don't know if Trump has inadvertently surrounded himself with incompetent people or people who are just feigning passion for the cause. But we need the Steve Bannons and others, the Roger Stones involved, people who actually have the balls to do what needs to be done and the wits to know what needs to be done at the same time. And we've got to hear from outsiders what the campaign should do, because frankly, it doesn't seem like the insiders are doing it. Let's look at what Dave Smith had to say in 29.
The other thing is the censorship, which really should be more of a focus of his campaign. And I'm stunned that it's not. Like, he's back on Twitter today, by the way. I mentioned that to you when it first came. I just saw that on my way over here in the taxi.
Smart.
He's back on Twitter. So yeah, has to be back on Twitter to win this thing. But like, he got kicked off of Twitter, and not just him. He shouldn't make it just about him. That should almost be like an afterthought, you know, for his campaign. But like, all of his supporters, you know, like, it's in his self-interest to defend these guys. Everybody through 2020, I mean, if you were like critical of the lockdowns, everybody was getting silenced left and right. And that is, he should make this campaign like a referendum on free speech. And that the only way free speech is going to happen is when I'm in there. And he should threaten the shit out of all of these companies. Uh-huh. He should, you know, Facebook backed off.
Like Nikita Khrushchev level, we will bury you.
Yes.
Yes.
That's right. And because Khrushchev didn't even mean it like with force. he meant like their economic model was going to be better.
No,
I want force. I mean, with force. We should listen. That is the only thing these companies are going to respond to. But if they think that Donald Trump, like if Donald Trump could
shut
really
you
say
down, bitch,
in a believable way, like he'd say, hey, Google, I'm going to win this election, which, look, as of right now, there's at least a very good chance he's going to win this election. And he goes, my sole mission in life every morning when I wake up till I go to sleep that night is going to be to take you guys down unless you stop censoring right now. Like, and I don't mean when I get in. I mean, from now until the election. If you, because, you know, you see all this stuff like Elon Musk was posting about. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Where like if you search for the shooter, it doesn't come up.
Go right to Abe Lincoln.
Yeah, right. Yeah, like or something.
The latest on Ford's Theater.
I saw there was a Reagan, an article on Reagan getting shot. And then like, you know, if you search Trump, it goes to these Kamala ads and stuff. I mean, he should be scaring them, which by the way, they all respond to that.
Oh, of
They're
course
scared
they
of government.
Do.
Well, it's why the censorship regime started to begin with.
Of course, exactly.
It didn't exist.
Because Democrats in Congress pushed them into it.
Well, they hauled them in front of Congress threatened all of them. And then they go, okay,
and
yeah,
he's absolutely
sure.
Right. And if you remember the most famous elements or parts or components of the Trump campaign in 2016, one of the most iconic moments in debate history in the United States of America was when Donald Trump said, yeah, because you'd be in jail to Hillary Clinton, which is probably part of the reason why they've come after him so hard, because that threat in and of itself was enough to get on any Clinton hit list. But he didn't follow through on that promise. That's the only promise. He didn't really frame it as a promise. I don't want to misframe what he said. But it was the only claim or accusation or statement that he made, one of the only, that he just totally failed to follow through on. And I think what happened was I think he failed not out of a weakness or because he was lying when he said it, but I think he was genuinely trying to go for unifying the country. And he was thinking that after he got in office, he was thinking, you know what? I won. We're going to be able to enact our policies. And this could only be divisive if I do this. It's only going to make me look despotic and like a dictator and like a tyrant if I go after my former political opponent legally. I think he just thought about it again, reconsidered, and decided not to do it. But he should have done it because despite how it may have made him look, despite what the late night talk show hosts might have said, despite what the leftists would have done with their pink pussy hats, she was and is a criminal who has defended child gang rapists and laughed about it on recorded audio, who has defended Bill Clinton, who's not only a frequent of Epstein's Island, but known to be a rapist by many reliable, credible sources from Juanita Broderick to others who have come out for years and detailed credible stories of his behavior. This woman is abundantly evil. I mean, she's so evil that she'll even fake an accent while she says, "I ain't no Tammy Wynette just standing by my husband." She doesn't have an accent like that. She is the fakest, phoniest, sociopathic presidential candidate, political figure that we've ever had in the history of the United States of America. And she is the most evil woman that's ever walked into the White House, other than perhaps Jill Biden and Kamala. Really, Kamala will become the most evil because she's the dumbest, and she'll just be wielded by walls like Bush was wielded by Cheney for constant war and communist policies that will manifest in the mass starvation of humanity itself and the destruction of our entire people, all while the right will be blamed, all while white males will be blamed in an effort to falsely criminalize us, penalize us, prosecute and persecute us, and ultimately execute us in the name of justice and equity, while total power is seized and conglomerated the world over for the sake of these evil retards. We are going to be run by evil retards, at least in Idiocracy. The retards that were running the world had some semblance of charm and endearment. As an audience, we watched them. We thought, oh man, they're so dumb. That's so funny, but at least they're sweet people. These are like evil and retarded people. Unbelievable. Folks, we're coming up on a break. We got more great news to cover on the other side. I don't have time to get into some of these clips and some of these articles. I want to talk to you now before the break starts, but I do have time to plug InfoWarsStore.com. And we know that now it's more important than ever that you visit InfoWarsStore.com, not only because our health is under attack, our fertility rates are under attack, our thyroids, everything is under attack as far as our minds and our bodies are concerned. And we have products that can both help your mind, your mood, your focus, and your body while simultaneously keeping InfoWars on the air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com, look around at the various products that we have, check out the Life Select storable food, which is a 25-year shelf life as we come up on World War III. Check out the Alexa Pure Water Filters. Check out the Survival Shield X2 and X3, which will be awesome if we get radiated from nuclear war. You're going to need that iodine to protect your body from the radiation. But all the other products too, like Bodies and Vitamin C Plus Zinc with rose hips to make it bioavailable. These products are amazing. We know this. That's why we have so many repeat customers. That's why the lifetime value of our customers is so high, is because those who buy from us once buy from us again and again and again. Not only are you fighting for your health, both mentally and physically, by going to InfoWarsStore.com, but you are keeping us on the air during this most important election in our nation's history, in our species history. Stay tuned for more on the other side.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
Your grandma died all alone in the hospital. Your wife was fired over a mandate. Your teenage son has heart problems. You lost your business. They kicked you off of social media. Your two-year-old was forced to wear a mask. And now they want you to forget about the whole thing. Oh, hell no. We will never forget.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
America has been captured. We have an occupied government. Any loyal American who does not want to be a complete slave of a biomedical extermination operation needs to get informed quick, get right with God, and then start telling everybody you know about it and not complying with the system. The system is here to destroy us. Complying with it will get you killed. Period. I hate to use this analogy, but truth is the way to go, so I'll just use it. I remember growing up with all four of my grandparents. And first my dad's dad died, and then his mother died, and then my mother's father died, and my mother's mother died. And they were all amazing, and you think they're always going to be there. But one day they're dead. Well, it's the same thing with InfoWars. We've barely survived in the last few years, like right up to millimeters. And people then go, well, you're still on air. You must be invincible. We are shot up. The operation is bleeding to death. And that's okay. We've done our mission, and we're going to continue on even if this operation shut down. But that said, I don't want to prove to you by not going 100% and us shutting down that I wasn't BSing about this. We are very, very, very close to being shut down. And literally, the final products we have in come in at InfoWarsStore.com could be the last time you get them. Now, there's a lot of stuff that goes into this, a lot of strategy. There's a good chance 50-50 we can stay on air. But if we don't get funding, we will shut down. I need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get amazing products. Now, these three have been bestsellers. And these are the last runs of them unless we get a deal done in the next few months. So we have Vitamin Mineral Fusion. We have the Vitamin C with Zinc and the Rose Hips that's so incredible. And we have Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, all discounted. But this could easily be the final run. So I need your support, plus they're great products. Get it today at InfoWarsStore.com. And while you're there, get a book, get a film, get a t-shirt, whatever you do, share the article, share the videos, and pray for the broadcast. You've kept us on air this long, and I'm very thankful to all of you. But we are now at go moment here with this election, everything going on. We need your support now. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and support us in this critical time.
Listening to The American Journal with your host, Chase Geyser. Watch it live right now at band.video.
We did see reports yesterday from the great Savannah Hernandez and others that there were thousands of protesters outside of the Democratic National Convention. And they were crossing barricades. I wouldn't say storming the building. It wasn't like that. But it was definitely rowdy. Chicago had to bring in police from surrounding communities, even surrounding states, to help reinforce the DNC. It was a major security operation to keep that event safe last night. And you can see that the sentiment of the base, the sentiment of the voters, is much more antagonistic toward the Democrats than toward the Republicans. I found it fascinating to see that tens of thousands of people would come to Chicago in order to protest the DNC, but there was like hardly a modicum. Maybe I'm wrong about this, crew. Please let me know in my ear. Were there thousands of protesters outside of the RNC this year? I don't think that there were. And so if we're considering what is being expressed by the people, and if we're considering this as a populist arms race between the left and the right, where we literally have populist policies from the Trump campaign being hijacked and stolen by the Kamala campaign and then just twisted and malformed into a Maoist version and projected as their own idea or policy, we see that that means that we have a populist arms race. And I'm just going to show a little bit of this clip. This is Steve Bannon from the Monk debate, and I'm trying to figure out
Which number is 33? Yep. And it's a 5-minute clip, but I'm only going to play about a minute of it. So don't worry. But back in 2017, Steve Bannon had a Monk debate about whether or not the future was populist. And he says right at the beginning of this debate, it's not a question of whether or not the future will be populist. It's a question of whether or not it'll be nationalist populist, whether it'll be socialist populist. And we're seeing that prediction in that debate that he made in 2017 unfold right before our eyes when the Jack Posobiec's tweet that this is a populist arms race. And when we see policies being stolen from the Trump campaign by the Maoist Kamala campaign, we know that this is a populist arms race. So do we want to be populist socialists or do we want to be populist patriots? That is the decision before us on November 5th. Please roll a little bit of the clip.
I want to thank the people of Toronto, the Monk family for hosting this, having me tonight, and for the men and women outside who are exercising their freedom of speech rights to protest. It's not a question of whether populism's on the rise and populism's going to be the political future. Only question before us, is it going to be populist nationalism or populist socialism?
Now, that was Steve Bannon to understand in 2017 saying this. And before this debate started, if you actually go back and watch the whole thing on YouTube, it's in terrible 480 quality. It's abundantly boring to see the introduction. I recommend you skipping most of that. But they polled the audience, and only 28% of the audience in 2017 thought the future was going to be populist. Now we have both parties, both campaigns advocating for no tax on tips. Now we have both parties, both campaigns advocating for increased tax credits for families with children. We see that populist policies are popular, and the DNC realizes that they're abundantly unpopular, despite the fact that there's tens of thousands of people outside their own convention protesting them from their own side. It's not like Republicans are lining up in their white nationalist pride with tiki torches, just bashing minorities and people of color to the tune of tens of thousands, proving Joe Biden correct in his claim that white supremacy was the greatest threat to national security. It's leftists outside, students, academics, protesting against Israel on behalf of Palestine. And regardless of what you think about this argument between Israel and Palestine, you have to admit that it's leftists outside bashing and overthrowing barricades on behalf of protesting their own convention. And just look, we had a report before this even started. They knew this was going to happen. This is clip number 49. Estimates that upwards of 100,000 people may be protesting against Israel outside in Chicago were reported just days ago before this started. Let's run clip number 49. All these Republicans being arrested for their violent rioting. Intifada signs, Hamas headscarves. Don't get me wrong, I'm against carpet bombing of innocent people, but Hamas is a terrorist organization, and the vast majority of Palestinians support Hamas because Hamas is perceived as the enemy to the nation that's bombing them indiscriminately. When you allow migrants into your country to just manipulate the masses. It happened in the UK right before our eyes. It's happening here. The only difference is we have freedom of speech or some semblance of it left in the United States of America. They don't have it in the UK, so they're going to prison for 20 months at a time for saying they don't want their taxes to pay for migrants to come over the border and rape and murder their women and children. We can say that here. For now. Flying to the UK anytime soon. I'm sure they would arrest me stat. And do I even need to get into how ludicrous it is that there are Palestinian rainbow flag hybrids? They're like the genetic chimeras.
Oh, we'll get to that.
It sounded like rubber bullets. Unbelievable. What do you think, Weber?
So, in combing through a ton of protest footage outside the DNC, I did come up with a few little gems. We've got a clip that's going to be coming up here in just a second. But let me describe it here. It's basically some protesters, you know, protesting involvement in Palestine, asking people at the DNC, you know, how many kids they killed today, right? How many Palestinian kids died in a bombing? And let's take a look at clip A. How many kids did you kill today? Okay, we can jump out of this one. Now, I just thought it was really, really insane that basically these you know, protesters were protesting this, and that was their line of protest. And then if we move into clip B, the same group of people, like a block earlier, is chanting for abortion rights.
See the Palestinian rainbow hybrid?
Two, four, six, eight, so they can count in terms of even numbers. Abortion rights in every state.
So they advocate for the mass genocide of children while they gripe about bombs killing children.
Yeah, so
we know
that's
they don't really care
wild.
About humanity.
And then just to top it off, if you want to know the peak insanity, there were some people outside of the DNC protesters walking around dressed as abortion pills. And that's clip C, as you see here today. Yeah.
So obviously not Republicans protesting the DNC. This is Democrats protesting. And this should be evidence enough that Kamala Harris has a very, very, very good chance of losing this election. When you have thousands of people that are supposed to vote for you in major cities coming out and protesting you with such hatred and vitriol as we've witnessed from this, then I don't see how she wins without just totally stealing it. I'm just praying that it's too big to rig, and I'm concerned that the Trump campaign is not performing at a high enough level to make it too big to rig. They're performing at a high enough level to win what should be an honest election, but I don't think they're performing at a high enough level to win what will be a rigged election. If we want it to be too big to rig, we need to fight like hell, folks. Stay tuned for more on the other side.
Unless you've been hiding under a rock, you know that turmeric does incredible things for inflammation, your joints, your immune system, your whole body. Well, we came out with Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula 6 years ago. And I was wanting to come out with a turmeric formula, so I talked to some of the big suppliers. I said, what's the strongest curcuminoid you have? And they said it's like 75%. Regular turmeric's just raw, 4 or 5% still has a great effect. I said, well, what's the strongest concentrate you can make? They came back a few months later and they said 95%. This is it. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, been sold out for months, back in stock, is 95% curcuminoid. And it does incredible things for your body. You know, my wife's a big sports person. She's in great shape, plays tennis, lifts weights all day, but she has joint pain. And years ago, she was taking these horse pills of turmeric. She'd take three or four, would give her relief. I said, try this. She looked at the back. She said, this is lower milligrams. I said, yeah, but that's because it's concentrate. She took it. She said one pill had the effect of the big four horse pills she was taking. So again, ladies and gentlemen, this is an amazing product. It's back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's not just the 95% curcuminoid. It's organic spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme leaves, pepperine from black pepper. So it's an amazing formula. It's exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. And it could be our last run. They're trying to shut us down. And please don't take that for granted. We get shut down, people go, whoa, he wasn't BSing. On my children, I'm not BSing. We're close to being shut down. We need support right now. Plus, these are great products. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com. This is going to sell out. Please support the broadcast. Get in other products. Get T-shirts, books, films. We need support now. These are great products. Thank you for your support. Thank you for your action. InfoWarsStore.com. obviously silver's doing way better than gold in growth, and it's way undervalued. That's a fact. Why then are the central banks mainly hoarding gold?
Well, because there's simply not enough silver, right? It's like if you've got central banks that start allocating into silver when it's $30 an ounce and they want to have it be part of their reserves, it's like, okay, there's not enough silver in the world to do that, right? So they have to do gold because it's $2,400 an ounce, not $30 an ounce, right? So this is why
they've
central
got
banks
so many quadrillions
gold.
Of fake money. There's not if they there's too much fiat to even buy the silver, which I would yes. say then means silver still will always be the thing that grows the most.
Oh. So silver, historically, the numbers prove out that when gold is in a bull market, which it is, we're near all-time highs, silver does better than gold. So silver grows faster. And there's a reason why. Silver and gold both act as barometers to government distrust, right? It's the worse things get, the better financial metals do. They're a flight for safety. But what silver has that gold doesn't is it's a manufacturing metal. It's used in industry. So in aerospace, in defense, in electronics, in solar power, electric vehicles, all of that. The demand for silver is through the roof, Alex, and we're just taking advantage of that. And imagine what silver will do with Trump being president, somebody who actually grows the economy rather than having a stagnant economy. The industrial need for silver is absolutely going to explode.
Now, you're right. Silver is the closest thing to a silver bullet. That's why they call it a silver bullet. People should go to kpm.com/gold right now and get silver now. We'll be right back.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next.
So please keep your phones nearby. I'm not ready to open up the lines just yet because I don't want you to wait on hold for an hour and 10 minutes, but we'll be taking calls the final hour of the broadcast today. Make sure you stay tuned because Alex Jones will be hosting from the chair in studio in the headquarters, the command center of InfoWars in the heart of Texas in Austin at 11 a.m. Central, followed by the great Harrison Smith hosting the War Room at 3 p.m. Central today. I will be hosting the War Room the rest of the week after today, and I do believe that we will have live coverage every night this week of the Democratic National Convention, but that is subject to change because you never know what Alex Jones is going to do. He is unmanageable, out of control. That is why they are trying to censor him, which is why you need to go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and keep him on the air because we need someone out of control telling the truth unbrazenly in order to win this election, save our country, and consequently save humanity itself from these globalists. Now, I'm going to show some clips of Don Lemon, but I would be remiss not to bring up this story that came across the desk today. Italian state media reporter apologizes over Nazi SS broadcast. And we're just going to show the clip as B-roll as I talk about this because it's in Italian, and I don't speak Italian. But apparently, the Ukrainian soldier in the broadcast is wearing Nazi insignia that looks like the, what's that symbol called? It's the sun, something, black sun. The black sun, you can look it up. It's got some ancient Germanic origin, like most of the Nazi symbols. It was bastardized by the Nazis themselves. The black sun symbol says on Wikipedia is a type of sun wheel, German symbol originating in Nazi Germany and later employed by neo-Nazis and other far-right individuals and groups. The symbol's design consists of 12 radial sig runes, similar to the symbols employed by the SS in their logo. So that's the logo. And when they put up plaques of dead members of the Azov battalion, they have that symbol kind of behind them in a translucent, subtle way, where it's hard to see, but this is a symbol that has been used by the Azov battalion time and time again. Even if you go to their official Twitter account, you'll see this. It's not just some Russian talking point or some conspiracy theory that these are neo-Nazis in office. It's absolutely 100% true. Does Canadian Parliament have to give a standing ovation for a former Nazi in order for you to understand the Ukrainians are Nazis? Do we have to show you clips of current Ukrainian soldiers wearing Nazi symbols in order for you to believe that they're Nazis? Do we have to show you clips or images of the Elkins Park Cemetery where the Nazi symbol is imposed over a statue of an Iron Cross in order for you to realize that these are Nazis? How many different ways do we have to show you, do we have to explain to you before you realize that these are neo-Nazis, which we funded to the tune of $63 billion on Hitler's birthday this year, April 20th? The Italian journalist who recently interviewed a Ukrainian soldier wearing Nazi insignia has apologized. Ilario Piagnarelli, a reporter with the Italian state broadcaster Rai News 24, said he deeply regrets the interview but called the uproar on social media a tool of pro-Russian propaganda. I am so sorry that I interviewed a Nazi, but calling him a Nazi, even though he is a Nazi, is pro-Russian propaganda. Well, if you're anti-Nazi in this conflict, I guess you're inherently pro-Russia, but it's not really pro-Russia to be anti-Nazi. I mean, I'm against commies. I'm against Russia. But I'm really against Nazis. I mean, my grandfather enlisted in a war. He was in the Pacific Theater. I don't think he was ever in combat. But he was active duty in the war against Nazis. And you're going to give my tax dollars to the tune of billions upon billions of dollars to these Nazis? Yeah, even the Azov Battalion symbol itself in the background has the black sun. It's just white behind their little, you know, reformed, maligned version of the swastika. How much more evidence do I have to give you to prove to you that your tax dollars, when you write a check to the federal government, it is being used to pay Nazis to engage in combat? It's not just funding some group loosely associated with right-wing ideals or far-right extremism or fascism. While Antifa is outside of the DNC bashing our support for Israel, Antifa tax dollars are being used to fund actual fascists. And I know it's beating a dead horse. I know that it's a tired story. I know that you know this. But the audacity and the stupidity of the left to fund this is beyond incompetence or ignorance. It is now malicious. It is now funding the very definition of evil that we have come to understand in the context of 20th century history. If we're going to define the ultimate evil as Hitler, if we're going to say that Trump is Hitler, then maybe we should stop funding Hitler acolytes who brazenly wear his symbol as they celebrate the death of millions upon millions of innocent people. Why is it that we have some interest in Ukraine? Oh, because we love protecting democracy so much. Well, first of all, we're not a democracy. Second of all, Ukraine isn't a democracy. Third of all, Israel isn't even hardly a democracy, if you would call it that. There is no such thing as a democracy that we protect. There is only such thing as exploiting the notion of democracy for the sake of a political agenda that ultimately results in the conglomeration of all political power worldwide into a new world order government, a one world government with a central bank digital currency that totally controls all of your transactions so you can be totally subjugated and have to beg for food and shelter and healthcare from the most evil people that have ever walked on the face of the earth. So if you don't like Hitler, maybe you should vote for Trump and end the war in Ukraine, because as long as this war in Ukraine goes on, those who love Hitler most are getting billions upon billions of your dollars. And I'm thinking that Nuremberg 2, the defense that you were just following orders or just obeying the laws of your country, is not going to be good enough of a defense. But then you have the Don Lemons walking around, who should be opposed to Nazis of all people. I mean, he would have definitely made it straight to the camp. Walking around posting videos like this one in clip 2 in Pittsburgh. Just, you know, man in the street, if you want to call him that, walking around asking regular Pittsburgh voters how they feel about Trump versus Kamala. Let's watch this.
We're here in Jersey, Atlantic City. Who do you support?
Trump.
I plead the fifth.
Trump for the win.
Tell me why.
I can't really call that right now, but I just feel like she's not good for president. She's good vice, but not for the actual lead role for the country.
Does it have anything to do with being a woman?
No. Mm-mm. No, because I feel like women, nah, you're not going to give me that.
Your money's on Harris.
Yeah.
Who do you want?
Trump.
Why don't you like Harris?
She doesn't have any experience.
She's the vice president. She's a senator.
Yeah, no experience. No. She had no experience.
Well, I want Donald Trump. I just feel we need somebody that has a stronger background with the military and
world in general.
She was a prosecutor and an attorney general and a senator and a vice president.
You're in a gambling town. Who's your money on?
I'm going to support the Democratic Party, but, I mean, Trump looked like he got it in the bag right now.
4 years ago, it was a lot better. I made a lot more money than I do now.
I know you feel that way, but that's not actually what the record shows. The economy is actually better under Biden. No, I'm serious.
What?
That's what the facts show.
Okay, you know what?
No, that's not because I watch CNN. Trump or Harris?
Trump.
That's who's going to win. Who you support?
I support Trump. All the people that came to this country legally, it's not fair that they're letting all 10,000 to 15,000 people or 20,000 people
just begging
illegally. Have you seen San Diego?
For attention. He's just begging for people to support Kamala in this conflict, for lack of a better term. And so if he's going to upload that clip, if that clip is going to go viral, then he has to show you clip number two as well in Pittsburgh so he can balance it out. Because tell you what, if he just uploaded that Atlantic City clip, then it wouldn't look so good. So this is the a clip of him in Pittsburgh where he's trying to balance it out. Let's watch two.
We're in Pittsburgh at a Pirates game. The vice president is coming with her bus tomorrow. Donald Trump's going to Scranton with his campaign. Everybody wants the vote in Pennsylvania. Pittsburgh is where the tour starts for the DNC.
How are you feeling about the election?
I'm not feeling good, I'll tell you that much. It's crazy times. A lot of divisiveness. Too much divisiveness.
Yeah.
Kamala Harris is going to win.
You think so?
Yeah.
Why do you say that?
Because
she will be
the first female president in the United States of America. It would be nice
Hold on, pause for a second. Boy, remember last night? Who was that woman that went up on stage during the DNC that said, oh, my daughter wants to be the vice president? When she heard Kamala was running for president, she wanted to be the vice president. So sorry, Tim Walz, my daughter has dibs. Yeah, your kid's retarded. I'm sorry. Kids are just dumb. I love my kids. They are total dumbasses. They should not be making any recommendations for political policy whatsoever. My three-year-old daughter will steal crap from my one-year-old daughter. No problem. Push her over. Vicious, vicious woman she is. So yeah, kids, these sweet, innocent people, what do the children want? What do the children say? Oh, Kamala, come on. Yeah, because they're retarded. Go ahead, please continue.
These are, you know, they've had enough, right?
Yeah.
What would you say to Trump if you saw him?
You're gonna lose.
You've made your choice?
Yes.
You want to tell us?
No.
Have you made your choice?
Yes. I don't want to say it.
You want to say?
I'm from California. You probably guess who I am.
I'm
scared for Trump to win. We need a woman in power.
It's really making you anxious?
Yes, stressed. Very stressed.
It's gotta be okay.
No matter who wins?
No matter who wins, it's got to be, because this is the best country on the planet.
The prospect of living under the Trump administration for the next 4 years is very frightening.
All right, folks, we're coming up on a break. More news on the other side. Stay tuned. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Don't go away.
So they always tell you it's the most important election of your lifetime, but of course, this one actually is. That's demonstrable. And it's also, because it is so important, being censored at every level by the tech companies. We were thinking about this a couple of months ago, and we thought, why not get on the road live in front of actual people, live audiences, coast to coast, a nationwide tour where we can't be censored? That'd be good. It would also be fun. So we're doing it. We're going to be on stage with some of our friends, some of the most fascinating people we know, the most recognizable people we know, responding to what is happening in America this September in real time. It'll be just like the podcast, but it's going to be live. So we're excited to announce that our friend Larry Elder is coming to join us in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Our friend John Rich will be there with us in Sunrise, Florida. We're adding more stops. We just added another stadium show in Reading, Pennsylvania. We'll be joined on stage by Alex Jones. They tell you what Alex Jones is like. Have you seen him in person? You should. Make up your own mind. It's going to be fun as hell and interesting and intense, and we hope you will join us. Go to TuckerCarlson.com right now to get your tickets. See you there.
Networks lie to you about what's happening now. InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. InfoWars.com/show. We interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
America has been captured. We have an occupied government. Any loyal American who does not want to be a complete slave of a biomedical extermination operation needs to get informed quick, get right with God, and then start telling everybody you know about it and not complying with the system. The system is here to destroy us. Complying with it will get you killed. Period.
We told you what was going to happen, and it did. Now we're telling you what's coming. at Real Alex Jones on X. Oh,